last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider joins us for the business news. Tell us that this survey, which has discovered that just 1 in 8 company bosses in Ireland are women, Ian.
Yeah, these are figures put out today by the Central Statistics Office, and they talk about the fact that 3 in 10 senior executives in large enterprises are female. However, if you're the top boss, the chief executive officer, that number falls to 1 in 8. They say that just over a quarter of chief financial officers are female. And you look at these numbers and they are ticking up in the right direction. They do say that the number of women on boards in Ireland rose from 20% in 2019 to 22% in 2021. However, the vast majority of males are the board chairperson. So at the top level of companies, yes, there are more women rising into senior roles, moving into deputy roles like chief financial officer, very senior roles in a company. But when it comes to chief executive and the chairperson of boards, still very much dominated by men.
Now, we were hearing in the 6 of 6 that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was defending our corporate tax rate. But tell us as well today about what the IDA was having to say about the attraction of jobs into the country, because a lot of people associate that to our lower tax rate compared to competitor countries.
Yeah, and the IDA had a pretty decent start to the year. So they put out their annual report for 2020, but I suppose looking more towards what jobs are coming into the country right now. So between January and the end of June this year, compared to the end of last year, there actually has been an increase in the number of investments made by multinational companies into Ireland. So 142 was the number between January and the end of June this year. That compares to 132 in the period's first half of 2020. A good lot of these jobs are going outside of Dublin. So 48% of these jobs are going outside of Dublin. And a lot of them are coming from new companies. So people who haven't invested in Ireland before make up 62 of that 142 investments. And the remainder are companies who have been here for some time, adding to their existing workforces in Ireland. You're looking into the fact, Matt, that these figures are up on last year, which were hit by the COVID pandemic last year, but also the IDA talking about how the fact that investment generally around the world, so multinationals creating jobs, is still down compared to pre-pandemic levels. So Ireland going back to the levels we've seen in around 2019. So we are doing better than other countries who are looking to attract jobs. And the IDA pointing out today that most people, most economists now don't expect that the global flow of multinational employment will return to pre-pandemic levels until next year. So while we took a little bit of a dip in 2020, we've made up ground this year. And while many other countries are suffering, we're actually back at 2019 levels.
Good to hear. Now, is Pascal Donoghue, do you think, going to have a difficult meeting with the US Finance Minister Janet Yellen when tax reform is on the agenda?
Well, he's come out of that meeting in Brussels today. So he is over in Brussels in his role as president of the Group of European Finance Ministers. And they were meeting with the US Treasury Secretary, so his counterpart, Janet Yellen, today. And he says they've had very good engagement with the US over Ireland's position on these changes or potential changes to global corporation tax reform. Matt, we were one of just 9 countries who make up the OECD who didn't sign this agreement. 130 countries did. We didn't. We are holding on for some reason as to we're saying that we will work with the OECD on these reforms, which will see global minimum corporation tax rate of 15% and also changes as to how companies are taxed, taxing them more on sales where they generate their sales rather than where products are made. He says Ireland is generally supportive of the changes, but we are holding out to see what happens. I think what the Irish position here is, Matt, is will the US get this changes to its tax rate through Congress and through the Senate? And therefore, if it changes then, if the US agrees to it, we will obviously have to move, but we are hedging our bets. But it doesn't look like a good position for brand Ireland to be in. The G20 group of the world's most influential finance ministers over the weekend urged countries, including Ireland, to sign up to these OECD proposals right now. We seem to be sitting on the fence, kind of hoping that the US will shoot this down, whereas it does appear that the US administration, certainly Secretary Yellen, does appear to be confident that they will get all these changes through the US Congress.
One final one. Tell us about all the pilots Ryanair is planning to hire.
Yeah, this might seem a little bit counterintuitive given all the turmoil going through the aviation industry, which we've spoken about quite a bit over the last number of weeks. Ryanair announcing today that over the next 3 years, they're going to be hiring 2,000 new pilots across Europe. Now, you might remember Ryanair last year was warning that it might cut somewhere in the region of 3,000 jobs out of its staff of around, I think it's 17,000 people were employed across the company last year. What happened last year was many of those pilots and other staff took pay cuts, so they didn't need to cut the jobs. They are talking about the fact that over the next couple of years, they will be taking delivery of around 210 new Boeing 737 planes. Most of the captain roles for these new planes will be filled by internal appointments. So the existing first officers will move up to captains on these new planes. So they'll need to replace first officers, but also hire cadet pilots over the next couple of years. So they'll be starting training. The applications are out there for people who want to be a first officer or go into cadet training. They're hoping to have training underway later on this year and have these pilots into service next year. A big bet by Ryanair that travel will recover quite quickly. The airline saying today that it does believe that by March 2024, it will be back to carrying or will be carrying 200 million people per year. So they will need those pilots to help that expansion over the next couple of years.
Ian Guider of the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.